Thanks, Chris. Now, solar cells aren't a new concept, but they are an area of massive growth. In fact, photovoltaics, as they're known, are thought to be the fastest growing energy technology. Later on in the show, we'll be hearing about ways to make solar power and architecture work together, and how you can turn solar panels into tents to provide both shelter and electricity. But greater solar sounds, it's long been held back by the relatively poor efficiency of the cells themselves, which is what researchers are trying to improve. Niraj Lal is a researcher from the Nanophotonics Group at Cambridge University's Cavendish Laboratory. Hi, Niraj.
G'day.
So can you tell us a little bit about why current cells are poor performers?
Well, so I think the reason why you don't see solar cells on roofs everywhere you go, is because they're expensive to make. The materials that they're made out of are pretty expensive, and also because they're not as efficient as we'd want them to be. So when sunlight hits a solar cell, some of it gets reflected off the top of the solar cell, and some of it goes straight through and then out and back again without even being absorbed.
So how can we use nanotechnology to try and improve that?
So scientists all around the world are finding that when we structure material on the nanoscale, on a really small scale, it interacts with light in different ways that we haven't seen before. And one of those ways is to concentrate light in regions that we haven't been able to concentrate light before. So on the top of a metal surface, that's what's known as plasmons, and we can use these concentrated bits of light to increase absorption in a solar cell and increase efficiency.
But how does that actually work?
For certain metals, typically gold and silver, or copper and aluminium do the same thing. When you shine light on them, if you shine light with just the right colour and you have the structures just right, you can set up a resonance inside the metal, inside the charges of the metal. So if you shine light on a metal surface and you excite these charges going backwards and forwards, you can set up a concentrated bit of light along the top surface of the metal, and that's what's known as a plasmon. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to use those plasmons to increase the efficiency of solar cells.
And you've got an audible example of this setting up of resonance with you. Could you give us a demonstration?
Yeah, no worries. So what I've got here is a Buddhist singing bowl. Monks use it to help them meditate. And it's a brass bowl, about the same size as a cereal bowl. And what I've got here is a wooden rod. And I'm kind of rotating it against the edge of the bowl. Now if I drive it with just the right frequency, I can set up a resonant response inside the bowl. So that's a mechanical response, a mechanical resonance. But the same thing happens with light for structures about 100,000 times smaller. And that's what my PhD is about, using structures like this to increase the absorption and increase the efficiency of solar cells.
So how do you make these nanostructures then?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What they do is they get the beans from bean bags, so polystyrene spheres, but a lot smaller, and they put them on the clean surface of a metal. They're in the solution, and they dry them. And as they dry, they're packed into a hexagonal lattice, and when they're all dry and all set, we grow gold or silver or the other metal from behind them using electrochemistry. And as we grow them and we get to about half height or a little bit higher than half height, we stop and then we dissolve away the spheres, dissolve away the bean bags, and we're left with a kind of field of little balls everywhere. And that's what we call nanovoids, and we use their plasmonic resonance to try and increase the efficiency of solar cells.
And just how much more efficient can they become with this technology?
So last week we made a batch of solar cells that showed about twice as much electricity at certain wavelengths. And so it's preliminary result, and we're still trying to figure out exactly what's going on, but it's exciting. Yeah.
So presumably these haven't been deployed anywhere yet. No one's using them across the world.
No, not yet. I think it'll be a while before anything like this actually gets on top of a roof. But efficiencies are increasing every year, and I think if this works in 5 to 10 years, we'll see them on roofs.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Niraj. That's Niraj Lal, and he's based in the Nanophotonics Group at Cambridge University.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.